cancel malacha from Yom Tov to Chol. It also means you cancel malacha from one day Yom Tov to the next. The question comes up, what about during Ben Hashmoshes? Can a person do malacha from Yom Tov to Ben Hashmoshes, from Ben Hashmoshes to the next, to after Yom Tov, from one day to the first day to the second day? What about Ben Hashmoshes to Ben Hashmoshes itself? So the Kavegra says that the same way you cannot do malacha from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov, because really one of them is Chol, or from the second day up to after Yom Tov, you cannot do malacha ben Hashmoshes for the next night. You cannot do malacha ben Hashmoshes for ben Hashmoshes, because every moment of ben Hashmoshes, the Gemara says, we're not clear exactly when halacha says that it changes from day to night. So it's possible that the first moment of ben Hashmoshes is day still, and it's the first day Yom Tov, and the next moment of ben Hashmoshes is already afterwards. So a malacha, which would be, as I do the malacha, the benefit would only accrue to later in a few moments, would be problematic. So an interesting application of this is turning on the hot water. Turning on hot water is, when you turn on hot water, how does our water system work? It's connected to the water main, which comes into your home, that goes into a hot water heater. It comes in, hot water comes in at the bottom. The hot water heater cooks it. It now becomes hot, it rises to the top, and there's an outlet which, when you turn on your hot water, that water comes out. As soon as you're taking hot water out, what's pushing the water to come up from your basement to your third floor sink? How does it get to the third? Water doesn't go upwards. Well, the pressure from the water main pushes it. So if you would turn out off the intake into your hot water heater, and most, unless there's a pump, nothing would move. The only way your hot water comes out is because new cold water is coming in and pushing it out. So this new cold water is coming in, is going to be cooked. So I turn on my hot water, and I take out some hot water. No problem, I'm not doing anything with that, just taking out hot water. That's not really true, because when you take out hot water, new cold water is coming in and being cooked. That cold water which you're cooking will be available to use in an hour from now. Well, an hour from now is not a good idea, because right now, that's the one that Yom Tov to the next. Well, it'll be available in 5 minutes from now. The same problem. So Rabbi Yashar says you can't use hot water during Ben Hashmoshes because of this concern. If you have regular hot water heater, you can't use it. So Shlomo Zalman disagrees. He says, no, it's not a problem, because I want to use hot water right now. The only way you can use hot water right now is by cooking hot water. It happens to be the hot water that you cook is different hot water. But this is my system. It's a strange system. To use this hot water, I have to cook this hot water. But I want to use this water right now. And I'm cooking this hot water right now to use this hot water right now. So it's an immediate use. And therefore, it's permitted. Have a good morning.